Hi, I'm Heather, I'm an alcoholic. Okay. My sobriety date is April 21st, 2009. I have a sponsor, and I'm willing to sponsor others. Okay, so how I was. I grew up with a pretty normal family. I have a little sister, and my parents were married for most of my life. My dad is a heavy drinker, if not an alcoholic, but that doesn't really matter, I guess, about my alcoholism. But I never really felt like I fit in. I like to bounce around from group to group and conform to that group a lot. Like, I was preppy, I was gothic, I was gangster, whatever. Whatever was cool for that year. I ended up falling in with a group that did a lot of drugs and alcohol around 8th grade, and I became a pretty heavy drinker early on, about 14 years old. I would drink like 40s, and like, I don't know, always be in a contest with people about who could drink the most, and I was only like 110 pounds, so I'd always be the one puking or passed out. I never really thought I had a problem, because I just thought it was like normal young people stuff, just partying, all that. I wasn't into drugs or anything like that very much, but they're not really a part of my story. And basically, I just, in high school, I had a group of friends, but I always felt like I had no friends, like nobody understood me. I would get wasted a lot and then say or do stupid stuff and not remember it, and I guess those are blackouts, but until I came to AA, I never really believed in blackouts. I thought they were just people, things people said to like get away with doing stupid stuff. And the fact that I can't remember a lot of high school and middle school makes me think that I must have been a blackout through most of it. I did okay in school, like academically, but I was always in trouble. I was always skipping. Like, I never wanted to be there. I always wanted to be somewhere else. I got in a little bit of trouble. I ran away from home. I got put on probation, and I became a really good kid for those 5 months. Started going to church every weekend and youth retreats and anything to get out of the house. So nervous, sorry. I went through lots of different crazy stages, I guess. Like, I would reform myself, I would try to anyways, just so that I could get my parents' trust back. Moved in with my dad because my mom couldn't handle me anymore. She actually asked the court to put me in jail, and they refused because they thought I was just so good and didn't belong there. Thank God for that. I moved in with my dad, and all he cared about was grades. So as long as I kept my grades up, I wasn't in trouble with him. I got a car from him, I got money, I got whatever I wanted as long as I had good grades. So I got to drink as much as I want. Not in front of him. He wasn't okay with drinking at home. But I got to do what I wanted to do. And that's when probably I became the worst. I just drank ridiculous amounts. And I went off to college. I decided to put myself in a private Christian school with lots of rules and see how good I could be there. Alcohol wasn't allowed on campus. We had curfews, we had dress codes. I was not raised religious at all, but I figured it would be a good reform for myself. I did good for like the first year of college. I only drank on breaks home, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. But at school, I felt like so lonely and so bored. Like, I had no friends. I didn't want to branch out and like try to be social with anybody because that would mean I would want to drink. So I would just stay in my room and watch TV and be like a complete introvert. It was really lame. The next year I got to move off campus, so I got to start drinking again. And I still had no friends, so I would just drink at home. And it was really lame. The highlights of my week were taking myself out to dinner and a movie, so that I would go to the movie so that I had time to sober up. I wanted to go out to dinner and drink and feel like I was being normal because I was out with other people, but I didn't know these other people, so it was really lame. So I would get a movie so I had enough time to sober up a little bit to drive home. Then I had a few problems at family functions with my sister, who told me I was an alcoholic probably a year and a half ago. She was also an alcoholic, or is, and I just remember her saying that to me, and I was just so, like, that's not even possible. Like, I know so much about it, and because my father is a heavy drinker, if not an alcoholic, I went through lots of therapy, like group therapy and one-on-one and all of that. So I had a lot of knowledge about it, so I didn't think that I could ever be an alcoholic. But apparently I let myself become one without even realizing it. Like, I really never thought I was until my sister got into the program, which was last November. She got sent to rehab and then a halfway house down here in Florida. So I got to see her recovery. And when she was living in Delray, I came to visit her a couple times, and I went to the young people's meeting out there. And I had no idea there were so many young people in AA, and it was, like, really inspiring. So I decided to hang out with those people for the weekend that I was visiting her, and I still didn't think I had a problem, but I just had, like, so much fun there. I was so comfortable. So I came back to Tampa, and my sister's like, oh, I might move in with you. You should go to a meeting and see if you can get some numbers for me, like a young people's meeting. I was like, oh, I doubt they're that big out here. Like, Delray is just all about recovery, so there's probably just a ton of people there because of that. But little did I know, there's YPG here. And so I came here, and of course I met Lindsay, who, like, just lit up my world. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so happy and positive and sober. Crazy. And I was like, she's, like, what I want to be like. I don't know, like, she has her shit together, and I saw other women who had their shit together, and I just saw, like, a big group of independent and beautiful and happy women here. So I was just like, I don't think I have a drinking problem, but let me see if I can stop drinking for, like, a week or two and see how, like, I feel about that. I just felt so miserable and depressed all the time that I thought it was just, like, I had depression, or I thought, like, I had, like, a mental or emotional issue. I didn't realize that it was probably because I was drinking at home alone every night and I had no friends. So I tried this not drinking thing, and I have a lot of willpower when I want to. Like, I'm pretty stubborn, so I did that for a month, and I even went home on a trip with my sister and went to some meetings there and had a great time, and I was just feeling, like, so much better inside all of a sudden. So I was like, well, maybe it is this drinking thing. So I came back a month later after coming to YPG for the first time, and I was just like, well, I'm going to try this. Like, I'm going to jump in. I had no expectations or anything. But I asked for a sponsor that night, and I joined the home group, and it's been, like, awesome ever since. Like, I just, my world completely changed. My friends and my family have all, at different points in my sobriety, said, like, you've changed so much, you're so different. Like, you may not see it, but you sound different, you look different. Like, I ran into a group of friends that I used to drink with, and they're like, wow, you look so much different. You're, like, brighter, you know, just, like, happier looking, I guess. And I told them that I got sober, and they were really amazed. So it's not something I ever thought I would do. But in sobriety, it's been 6 months as of yesterday, and I've gotten through the steps, but not done all the amends that I want to do, and it's something I struggle with. But I've had a lot of opportunities to help new people do service work, go to conferences, and it's just changed my life, my school life, my work life. I've gotten a great job where I work with kids. I get to do babysitting jobs as well, and then I haven't been able to, like, show up for school, show up for classes. I got to go on a really awesome trip this summer and be sober for it. I like to travel, and I didn't think I could, like, stay sober outside the country, but I did. And I actually remember, like, the whole trip, and it was awesome. I don't know, like, I get to be there for my family, and I've made so many new friends through this program. The women in here are so supportive and so amazing, and they're there for you no matter what. And I love getting to be there for new girls now, as stressful or crazy as they may be, like I was. It really makes me look at how I must have sounded and looked when I first started just 6 months ago, and I still feel like a new girl. So I feel crazy helping people, but it's been so much fun. So if you're new, stick around, and thank you for letting me speak.